Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I've known I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wow. Once again, nice to be here, listening to the talk. The Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and back again on the next edition. So we are having exciting things going on out there. Not surprising to me. It takes a long time for this catastrophe that began 100,000 years ago, for it to unfold. I've been telling folks that you don't see white people doing any political activities before 509 BC. Did you see them do anything? I don't read anything that these white people of Europe were involved into any kind of societal, public, democracy activity. None whatsoever. You have to read in the World History textbook. After they overthrew the king in Italy, Rome, they took the compound, everything. They took everything away. Now, you've never seen any overthrow of a kingship establishment. It's just not, because the only thing that brought civilization to earth is the gods themselves who set up government and society. If you don't know that, that's the fact. I mean, if you just go to church and listen to church sermons and watch these guys talk all what they want to talk, I mean, these are sodomites talking all kind of rubbish. You see what I mean? If you don't know what has happened and why the African people have been now feeding at the table of the white people them, you're totally out of civilization knowledge. White people have nothing to do with civilization. And you're going to get as much out of them as you get out of the Bible. And if you read in the Bible itself, you will realize that, I mean, all of us turned fool with the Bible and church. Because we don't know when we see danger. We run right into it and swallow it up. We need knowledge. We don't need no belief in foolishness. And it's the reason why the African people are where they are today. The best of the African people are walking under the power and dominance of faggot in homosexual people. How did they get the shift of civilization to disappear? But when did kingship disappear? It disappeared 590 BC. I read the history, I know what I'm talking about, man. You don't see anything political going on, whereas before you have the gods in South Africa, and you have them in the civilization of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, you don't hear anything in this prime time civilization development. You don't read nothing about sodomite Europe. Nothing! But you read in the world history textbook where they were working on their thing. But you need to read the history to know what happened to them since they left Africa 1.5 million years ago. That's the latest with them. 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa and go up into Europe. We're the only thing European. You think there were many people all over the world? No, it's just a little batch of people. Hominid, ape-like, they don't talk nothing. There was no civilization there. 3 to 4 million years with them. They were not a civilized, you know, crop of ape-like men, people. You see what I mean? There was nothing going on for these first humankind. Nothing. They make, and they could light a fire. Oh, they survive. They had their animal kind of way to survive. But there was nothing civilized. So the world that is looking up to white people now and bowing underneath them, we are gone. You know, I mean, like 95% crazy. Our brain is no longer the brain that we were the first 100,000 years in South Africa. That's right. Today we have all kind of foolishness that these white people write about history, about us, not themselves, about us, and mess up everything about us. Our brain is messed up. Then they give us educational thing to continue our erosion. What you see is going to, hey, we come a long way for them to turn on themselves like they have to. Because guess what? You remember the KKK and the group, all the other group them that they have against the African people. Well, they have run their course. They have done everything that they want to. So now they have to turn on themselves. And it is inevitable. They had to. They had to because they don't have any sense. They've been ruling with a rod, a hot iron rod they've been ruling with because they don't have any sense. Look, like the first maybe century, AD first century, look at what they go through. Remember? Maybe like AD 30 or somewhere about there. The big economic fall that they had. You see? Because they don't have any sense. They learn from, they get education, not from themselves. They get it from the Elohim establishment. It's in the World History textbook. How they go along until they, you know, they work and come in and behave like they were just like the rest of us who are hybrid. They were behaving like they were like hybrid people. Learn to offer ceremonies. They were participating into ceremonies to the gods. A whole lot of the gods. Remember, gods are a whole generation of immortals from Nibiru. These people fill up the world with Christianity until if you begin to talk about the gods, they don't want to hear none of that. They want to hear about the Pope and all of the men them in the Catholic Church were fucking little boys, and I guess they do a few little girls too, but they after the boys. They have an aberration nature to fucking us all. And they can't do without it. I mean, and don't think that I must be crazy, because why do they make marrying homosexual in America? Make it a federal law. You can marry a fucking asshole partner for your lifetime in America. Because they bring their faggot culture to us everywhere we settle since we come from Africa. These guys come behind us after now they learn and can do criminal things. They come after us and talk about AD Anadam and Islam. They invent what they can't. They're hands-on. They make something out of it to say that's the way people are to think. People are to believe in what they invent, like a God in the Bible. They invent God. They invent a son of God that you cannot find a way to authenticate a God begot a son. You don't have any way of doing that. And you don't have any way to prove that a person's mind can work unnatural. Work good unnatural. And it make you understand more than if your mind is natural. You can't prove that. But that's what they write in the Bible. So, look. They run their course. They have run their course. We'll see exactly where we go from here, because he is the first president of the United States, and people are going on like, it is surprising, you know, oh, it's going to be, and you know, they don't want to go there. They don't want to see things bad to where they have a president, sitting president, doing all these criminal acts. You're talking about now that they find out and have to bring to light certain things that Trump have been doing.
You see what I mean? But right now you can see how they hesitate to expose themselves to who they really are as homosexuals. You see, because now they have pretended and adjusted themselves. You know, they are pretty cohesive though. You know, they pay each other mind and they look out for each other. Now, you see how they're wealthy and everything like that. They don't care too much about the African people. They don't care about what happens to the African people. And there is a reason for that. There's a reason for that. There's a reason because these white people are existing because of the African people. You see? And they have a different nature, you see. They are hominin, ape-like human, the first to come on earth. There was nobody before them. All right? So it takes a few more million years before 250,000 years ago that the second species came, and the gods used that species, name Sapien. Wise sapien. And you look out. They set out to call us Homo sapiens. We are not no Homo. Okay? You just remember that. You're not going to find it in world history. There is no Homo sapien. There is wise sapien. And wise sapien. The subgroup. Okay? So, I am saying it would only last so long. 2,000 years gone, they spend all of the time on the Pisces doing all the corruption that they could do. They are, you know, they want to make it seem like the Inquisition is dead out and gone. No, they are the same Inquisition. They are the same Inquisition. It's an Inquisition. Nothing less, nothing more. You see, they want to like talk all kind of nonsense and trash and things like that. You've got to go to history to really know the truth about human existence, right? But now, when you talk about white people and you don't know their species, don't know the blood law that they're carrying in their body, right? And when you African people are married to them, you don't know what you're marrying to. You tell Kijanji what her name is, you know. She needs to read her history and know herself. You see, she's there breeding up for white men and stuff like that. She doesn't, she's, you know, terribly uncivilized. Can read and stuff like that. You don't want these white people to make you judge. You see what I mean? Because you don't have a sense of kingship, civilized kingship by the gods. Who creates you? Is it the God of the Bible? How can the God of the Bible create you when that God is as filthy as any God can be? But it is time now for us who are to develop into being civilized. And these white people are not our companion. First of all, the reason why an African person would go in bed with a white person for sex is because something is wrong with them. This is no joke. Something is wrong with them. You see what I mean? And this is all what is happening. We have to get to learn our history. You see? Because all of what your body is going to do when we don't have the knowledge of history, your body is going to absorb all of these slimy evil things that goes through our minds and affect our bloodstream. And when you think that, oh, you have a good husband, this white man, and good to you and all this kind of stuff. You don't know what you're losing. You don't know what you're missing when you are thinking that way. You don't have the right kind of education to live the standard of life African hybrid ethnic people supposed to live. And that is what is going on. Now, you're seeing the cycle of these sodomites who take control of the civilized world and wreck it. Now, once they have what they wish for and work for is to bring the African hybrid people under their subjection. Get them to believe what sodomized culture is about. Gradually, they will all become sodomites. What is going on right now? Now, you see, they don't have anybody else. They don't have another evil source to destroy anything. So now, they have to turn on themselves because, you see, unlike the way it was a few years ago, they are more enriched today. The white people are more enriched. You know, come to the very lowest level of them. They're wealthy because these white people, their vision of life and society, they don't care about, I mean, this society that civilization is about. It's not about white people. No place in the world is to textbook include white people as a civilized race. They don't come out of the bloodline. So the closest they come is to defile our ancestors while they were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago. And that's how they get some talking. They call themselves Cro-Magnon, man. And they develop into the world and weather the storm throughout a lot of things. And here they are today. Here they are today. They're taking control now because they look like us. They talk like us. And how? What's the process? Why just stone tool maker, ape man? And light a fire. That's all the extent. And wear animal skin as clothing. And today, we are so lost. We don't know because we don't read. I just happen to start reading and see stuff that is unlike what I believed. You see? And clearly, I can see clearly now, like Johnny Nash says. Remember this tune, Johnny Nash sings? If I find it, I'll play for you. Johnny Nash says, I can see clearly now. The clouds, is gone. All right, let's get this little tune from Johnny Nash. We need to see now, because these folks, they have done all they reach the end of their wits right now. There's nothing now left for them to fulfill. Underwater, on the surface of the earth, and up into the sky, they just about do it all. So right now, they are overflowing with their uncivilized mind and their wickedness that they have done. They are every hero that they, in their sodomite uncivilized mind, think that they have to fulfill. There's nothing left except they will, just begin to kill everybody. Well, they turn on themselves now. That's where Trump comes in. So he is the sacrificial lamb of them all. What the rest of them avoid, Trump is the man that don't care, don't give a blink. Taking control of the system that they have. And he's going to wreck it past what many of them don't like, because they kind of know where their they know where the life of their existence come from. And they realize that Trump is destroying the very life source that they think they have to preserve themselves. Now, they're not thinking, none of the white people are not thinking about they are wrong to go about and invade the African people. They're not thinking about that. Oh, they love it. But now they're going to find out. Because they're going to get more reaction from above on the earth and beneath the earth, right? Whilst those of us who awake out of the darkness that we got plunged in, the gods will have mercy upon us. Let's sing it now. Like Johnny Nash sings it. Let's hope that we are seeing the light of civilization.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a
Okay, so now we've gotten to this point. And my friends, if you think of the mystery behind life, the earth that we are living on, for example, you ever thought about, you know, as a mass that is created out of what? You know, we're so many mass come from to fashion the size of the earth, you know, that we have a place to stay because the earth is forever here. We're, you know, how many people on this planet in different countries, doing the farming and doing all kinds of things on a planet that is moving constantly through the space. And everything that our lives to prolong, it is what the earth produces. Now, we only read of the dimension of life in a different way, because these things that we read in the Bible about God this and God that, you know, it's a bunch of bunk. But it points to something, though, that even though when we didn't have a clue of whether it's right or wrong, it always give us, you know, a distorted view of something or a possibility bigger than us. And we thank God, you know. But, you know, like I said, it is a distorted view of reality. But it still stands for, let's say, nothing. Whenever we come to understand, then we will comprehend why we were being taught those things. Now, the problem is to get ourselves sorted out and wean away from these distorted views that we believe in, to do that. And we can do that. We have the intellect to do that. All right. My friends, all I can say is when I look at the infinite power that we are living by, I just pray to develop more, and that for me to get that power in me to behave, to think the way that makes me blessed to go on to be more of what I am supposed to be as a character, and to see what we depend on. These white people don't care about civilization. This is Aquarius. And the things that are of our lives, what is provided for us in the beginning, will be what we know in the end. These folks will perish. You see, because all they want is fleshy pleasure and wealth to supply their happiness. That's what they want. We cannot afford to follow Bible that they use to write all these old bunch of, you know, idiotic stuff in there. And we have lost our orbital mind to understand all these foolishness with them. So we keep on following the stars of the wise men. And those things are not true. No Jesus, fulfillment of prophecy, not true. None of that. So it's going to be a struggle for a lot of us who still cannot find anything else but to believe. Because believe is easy. Knowledge calls for some effort, right? But the thing is, when you take what you believe, which you didn't have to go take no test or nothing like that to believe in the church foolishness, but now it creates a problem in your brain for you to make distinction and sort out between right from wrong. And when you read foolishness in the Bible, know that you're reading foolishness. Because how can your mind better when your mind is not natural? How can it? Which part of you, you know, when you feel pain and stuff like that, make you feel better, feel more happy, more energetic and everything? You do not. All right, well, think about your mind that is thinking. Can it be unnatural? And you read better and understand everything better. Can it? No. But the Bible tells you that's the way your mind's supposed to be. Listen, these faggot white people, they are the worst scum of the earth. It's too bad when you see now like an African girl up there reading news for president, you know, what they call the press, you know, and others are pundits subscribing to them because we don't have any hope of ourselves. And the only hope we have is what the white man creates. And they are Inquisition. They are the worst thing on planet Earth. Oh, we gone over to them. We gone over to them. And because we can't see, we don't think anything is wrong with us. Something is wrong with us. And let me tell you something. I'm not going to spoil the time that I live without a contribution. You know, I would like to be a mediator between the gods and those of us that are not able to see the light, because there is the light for us to see. And if we, any means, have particle elements that can help us to see the light, well, we only need to hear and identify an element of truth that we can work with to improve our understanding of life, right? And my friend, yeah, my mind is, you know, I want to improve, to the type of character I'm supposed to be. That's what I want. And I am persuaded that if I am bent on being that way, I will be. All right. So now, let's go on now to this segment. And I call this the headline. And it goes like this: historic fabric evidence. Historic fabric evidence, white men premeditated imperial colonialism defrauding. White people plan to destroy us, and we may not know how long they have been planning to destroy us, because nobody tell us about it. And the Bible that could help us, if we were utilizing history, we could know. I proved that since I started to read the World History textbook, my life has changed to a greater level of understanding about the world and about the Elohim gods and ourselves. So now I am not afraid of nobody at all, because I come to understand the existence of humanity. And that's what I am going to hold on to. Right now, nobody cares, it seems, or if we care, nobody's going to hear it from us. You know what? I rather spend my last dime trying to reach somebody, and this is a way to help reach somebody that
can hear my experience. You know what I mean? And if I am talking the best historic civilization, I know there is nobody that I am to fear, because they would have to do the same thing and know about the knowledge of civilization more than I do in order for them to either help me or, you know, or run away from me then, or learn something. My friend, the way I look at it, you humble yourself, you will be exalted. And for reasons, anybody who is working on their disposition, their attitude, and they choose the meek, wise, and humble way to live, they will be exalted. That's the way nature works. Nature can't use somebody that is out of the audible range, can't use you at all. Well, I tell you what, I want to be useful to other people. There is a way that seems right to an idiot, but somebody who is aware of their own let's say, backwardness, then, what they don't know. When you know that you don't know something and you want to find out, then you go about finding out. But what if you decide, say, well, then you know what you don't know, you're going to get into trouble. We are in a critical time, and there are good knowledge for us to know. In this world history textbook, it makes a difference. And these white people, they don't care about history. So if we begin to see the light and know that these people have been destroying us all along, hey, it won't be hard for them to run and go about their business, you know, because we are supplying such great portion of energy to keep them in business. You see, when we should be drawing the rug from under their feet. You see, let them fall down on their own self. You see? And be no more, because we do not welcome white people in our territory. But we are forced now, because they have done everything, and right now they don't really care about anything but themselves. Right now. Until African people have no such awareness that they should be looking out for themselves. We're not looking out for them ourselves. And those of us, you dear, say things like they are mindful of ourselves. They're idiots. They will never plan the right thing and set anything up to bring us back together. But yet still, they are advocates. You see what I mean? I mean, how can you go there and you be advocate when your head is not right? You don't have the information right. But you're going to, like, try to lead other people. That's like the preacher in the church. Don't know the church is not to exist. Or it does not exist for us. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that we don't think we should know. And if you hear people say them, you run them away from you. So go to Jamaica now and look out there and see if we making any progress with civilization. We are the civilized people, and these white people take over civility and make it a sodomite thing. So we don't have nothing now. We don't have anything. All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm doing what I think helped me and needs to help somebody else. I'd rather be a mediator and a broker between an idiot and the wise, rather me continue being a fool to these sodomite white people, them, whereas they are actually exposing themselves. Write a book full of our existence and not theirs, and we don't know that.
and then it's all in the mix, that they take our names, take all the things that we have, and then say it's theirs, and after a while, we just think it's theirs. You know what I mean? All right. So I'm telling you this, that historic fabric evidence, white men premeditate imperial colonialism defrauding. They plan it, okay, to take over the world and to take away what we have. And see, Africa is no longer government. You ever think about that? Africa is not, and when I say no government, I don't mean that they're not doing some of the miscellaneous things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about nobody should know anything about BC era. I mean, AD and Adamani era. Because civilization is only the era that they call BC era. You see what I mean? But there should never be a distinction about AD and Adamani, because what AD and Adamani is, in fact, can you tell? No, you can't. So, oh, these white people get away with any bunch of, you know, I mean, nonsense, uncivilized views. How do they get away with it? Actually say, Adam and Eve sin, and a God curse them, and a devil come down from heaven, and talk about he is sending his son to die for us. You want to tell me, between the Father and the Son, could not make human being perfect enough? Huh? But the Bible said they're perfect. How could they come up to make human being who cannot make themselves with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? You tell me in what way Adam and Eve could make themselves perfect so that they would not have to sin. You don't see none of that as a possibility. And we believe those foolishness. And it goes on now that this God and Jesus who mess up the creation of mankind, if you look from Bible creation, because I'm telling you now that there is no Bible creation, okay? Straight and plain. And what you see in Genesis creation is extracts of real history, ideas from history, and write in a Bible what they want to write. That's what happened. So when I talk about Jesus come to die for us, it's a lie. Look at the whole story. How did they come into Palestine to crucify Jesus? You see, and when you read about how the Romans come into Palestine, it tells you that there were criminals who came in and overthrow the system, kill the people. It tells you that. But look at us now in a church. So what I'm trying to tell you, our brain is screwed up from 100,000 years ago when they come in and frig up our ancestors and get talking babies. And that's how they become a culture now, talking. But they fuck us all and they kill people and take away what they have. That's what they do. What is imperial colonialism? Can you tell me? What is hegemony? Force people out of their dwelling and do whatever they want to do with them and force them to be the church. Church never exists before. These homosexuals come about and begin to now let the world know that to fuck us all is a nice thing. That's what they come and do and make it prominent. And we accept them? No, stop it. So let them go and do their business. Let them go and do their business and show how much things Trump hone and stuff like that. The wretch, that's right. Make him hone in. They think, yeah, they own and have everything. Oh, they come and hone it. You don't have no sense of history how it happened. No, you just see them in action and you have to accept it. Well, there is principality, and there is principality power. And I know, whether you want to know or not, the only thing these white people use to talk about they are government and superpower is the fraud of A.D. and Adamani, that fucking ass pope. And Egisius, one of the monks that they put to change the calendar from solar calendar to moon season calendar, that worship the Pope. We cannot mix with these people because they want to worship themselves. We worship the gods, the Elohim gods. We create stuff. What the Pope creates, except fucking boys. I'm talking about them making up a church for them. Who fuck us? Their special type of arrangement where they only want young boys. Yeah, they want young boys. You see what I mean? And you look at their broadcast and see the purgatory, not the purgatory, is something else. But from centuries coming on and decades coming on, they work hard to weed out married men out of the priesthood. They don't accept married men as those who serve. You see? No. Those who serve the ministry, they don't want a married man. And they've been trying a long time to keep it to, you know, single men. And nowadays, they only want younger men. You see, it's a culture, and we African people won't realize that. Now, it's hard for us to realize that because they mess up our head, you know, like half a century, 100,000 years ago. And until today, we don't realize what they do because we think that if white people love you and stuff like that, you know, you want married and stuff. You know, some of them don't want you, but some of them want you. You see? Because a lot of them are idiots, like, you know, a lot of us. You see? They don't know the truth. And even if they know the truth, what can they do? Because, you know, their ancestor had nothing. And they find a way for them to get something and turn the civilized world against the civilized people. You see what I mean? And that is what is happening. Now, if we know the truth, there's nobody can stop us. Nobody can stop us. They can do what they want to do when the fire is not blazing inside of us, of who we are. Then they have, just like, oh, they came in through the back door and totally destroy us. Now, they are not easy. They are not hard to be destroyed. But what is going to destroy them? Nothing but the truth. A knowledge of the truth and a clean heart and mind that regard the gods that set up the whole system. All right. So now I'm telling you, it is a long time that these white people are setting, you know, up the situation to bring us to their culture. That's what white people are doing. When you see them falling down on their faces right now, well, start to thinking. Start to praying for good things to come into your mind. You want knowledge. You don't want no belief system. You want knowledge. Invasion terror is Rome, Italy, 509 coup of the Roman kingdom. Lucius Tarquinius adopted the king's name. This is what the Rome, Italy did, right? The invasion terror. The first invasion terror is Rome, Italy, 509 BC coup. That's it. That's what started everything evil, turning the civilized world upside down. It's them. Started with the interbreeding. But the interbreeding happened almost 100,000 years ago. And they've been struggling to nurture their babies, you know, and talk and by, you know, to 18 years, they have adults begin to have children that talk to, until you see these white people have talking baby and look like us and sound like us. We don't know because we don't read. You know, well, I'm encouraging people to read because half a century of my life, I wasn't reading no history. I didn't know that history was important to read. Well, that was something passed on down to me. There is nothing in the church that put me to understand these things. No, because the church have sucked the sour grape already. They don't know anything either besides to authenticate the things that are the most uncivilized and ignorant things that we believe in the church and come and praise and worship Jesus and stuff like that. It's a poor thing, you know, and pitiful kind of a situation. Now, I have to really give, you know, as much thanks and appreciation to the gods that I have seen the light and I am not closing my eyes against the light. I'm keeping the eyes of my mind open because these white people don't belong where we are. They don't. So if you want me to not say that, you're not going to succeed because I have every reason why I must say it. They need to get out. They have to get out. But the gods ain't going to do nothing if I don't say nothing and shut my mouth up. No, I have to say it line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. I'm not the best messenger to speak and orate like some other people. I mean, you know, they do their thing. I'm doing my thing. You see what I mean? I have to talk the way I can talk. And if they're not giving the right message and they are well-spoken, you have nothing at the end of that. But if I am, you know, all over the place with what I'm saying, but you understand what I'm talking about, you wind up with something. You wind up with a lot and maybe more than you thought. You see, because if you want to make good use of the knowledge that I get from the World History Textbook, you will be shocked if you begin to read and be influenced by what you read. And you may be able to tell me, like one individual told me that, you know what? The first time we talk, you left a seed. You planted a seed. I love to hear that. Because I didn't know unless he told me. But I'm talking to do just that. Because I know what kind of seed got into me, and it was not like a human being tell me. It was the brain, the brain gods. They are the ones that tell me because they know that I wanted to find out. They know I wanted to find out. They know I was greedy to know, and they point me in the direction. It's not a vision. It's a matter that I am awake and I'm thinking about solving problems. I am into the quest for knowledge, you see. Because belief wasn't doing nothing for me. Okay? It's not going to do anything for anybody. If you read what knowledge definition says, right? That's what we need to know. What those words have inside of them, which words we ought to pay more attention to and put like their appropriation together and get the most out of what we can learn. White people must go back to Europe, where they come from 1.5 million years ago. They need to go back there. That's where they come from. And all they're talking about, AD Anno Domini. They need to take that with them, AD Anno Domini. Get out of the Western Hemisphere. And if they don't get out of the Western Hemisphere before the time, well, they won't like what happened. They are better off leave our territories and go where they come from and stop fooling themselves that where they come and seize and kill us and take is not theirs, and the time come for them to move this so-called Sodomite Pope out of all of the territory where they come from. You see, knock down all these dumb so-called churches that they have. Knock them down and get out of our territory, because it's not going to go nice for them. It's not. The gods know that only they can get rid of them for us, because we don't spoil up everything already. But as far as I am concerned, I am a mediator, because the God says in their words that they look down on us and see they don't find one that can, who wants to be a mediator. And they created one. If it's not me, well, it's somebody else. But if it is me, it's me talking to you. Because, look, these white people think that, oh, they turn, you know, the entire world around to sodomy. That's what they think. Well, they're going to find out what nature says, what the gods think about them and their sodomy. Well, they know what happened in the plains. When they say Lot's wife became a pillar of salt, they know about that. They know what happened when they went to Lot's house and trying to drag out his two visitors out. They know all of that. Well, the time, you hear the thunder roll? They don't roll thunder. They can go there with their jet plane and stuff like that and bomb up places and look at the way they behave. They don't care about killing people. Killing people for what they have. Can't you see? Nobody not telling these white people, say them wrong, to go there and bomb up people with them out Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Nobody don't talk about that like it was something that is unforgettable, I mean, wickedness. They're looking at it, but it's just war. I mean, you take, a nonsensical thing like fighting over inanimate stuff that has no human breath, and to kill people for those things and make it seem like, oh, it's all right. I mean, look at the place that they bomb and the high-rise places. I mean, Russia bomb and destroy the people. They know they're going to kill the people, and they go there and do it. And these white people, like in America, presidency and stuff like that. That's what all of them do. There is no need now. When Russia is doing it, America is talking like, oh, you know, we don't want them to do it. When they are doing it in different places of the world, what is Russia saying? The two of them were fighting in Afghanistan over things there. They take turn. It's not their place. When civilization is rising, they were not there. It's Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Europe was never in no civilization place. How they come now and make Europe more urban, more than the African people, urban civilization. How come? How white people become the leader of the world? You, man, you don't think that these people have a culture? It revolves around their fucking asshole, you see? And their men are not just regular men. They are fucking ass men. Okay? And we must accommodate them everywhere they come and see us since the last 100,000 years. We must accommodate them. And it don't seem like they are hungry and want what we have. No, it's like they have what we want. What a way they can do it. No, the time has come for all that foolishness done away with. They are not going to benefit to make it seem like they are the ones who are the civilized people. No, in the face of our God, it's not going to happen. Because the truth is all that matters. Right? That's right. All right. So I'm telling you about them. And for you to look on the chronological time and what has happened into the world. And you may find out that you're running behind the buggy and can't catch up with the buggy. You don't know what's going on. Well, think about 200,000 years ago. The prehistory tells us about the gods who created hybrid human being in South Africa. And you can find Michael Tenninger, the science man, who have done the research in South Africa and tell us that it is real. We need to change our history book that these sodomites have written about us. No, let them write about themselves. You know, you don't know. White people are writing about us, African people, who they are killing every day. And they are taking all sorts of using those information to make money while they are turning the world, the civilized world upside down. That's what they are doing. All right. So where it is coming from, 100,000 years ago, I'm trying to tell you what I discovered. Now, listen to me. This is valuable stuff for me. If not for you, I can't make it for you. But I want to tell you, my soul was in darkness until I begin to see light. But it never come unless I started to put effort into reading. And I read so slow and digest slow. I am telling you the truth. What I discover now, nobody has been able to like say, well, you're not understanding, you're not getting it. I have clarity. When I read something, I spend enough time to know exactly what I read. Okay? So I'm not a speed reader. I'm a slow digester of the fact that I am working on. So when I'm going to tell you, it's not something that I just just start saying. I work with knowledge that operate my brain. When I come and I say something that come from a source, reliable source, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to pad anything. No. Yes. So the coup is the first time I was finding about this about 3-4 years ago. I'm reading The World is a Textbook, and I find out, but nobody not care. No, don't care about The World is a Textbook. Nobody don't care about that. And that's the book for us to be concerned about. These sodomite white people, they get away with more than murder because we are not reading no history. You see what I mean? All right. So I'm telling you now, over 100,000 years, you don't read nothing about white people running political system of their own. When did they start to run political things of their own? It started 509 BC coup. That's the coup that they used to push the king of Rome, Italy, out. Okay? Now, there are much to know about what transpired. But right now, I'm not going to cover a lot of the interior content about this. But it happened. It's history. And if you don't get the background. Like when I tell you the problem with us and white people are coming from 100,000 years ago. These people were not folks that... They were not people who speak a language or nothing like that. Come on, they're evolved folks. So that's why the World History textbook will tell you the exact commencement of white people and what species they come from. Now, they don't care about, they don't want us to know what species we come from. You see, because as a matter of fact, they don't make that be a part of their survey. If they're doing a survey on race, because they ask you what race you are and stuff like that, but you don't know the reason why they are asking you that for your benefit. If they're asking if you are a black person, all that kind of thing. You've never been a black person. But these white people do anything they want because they find out they knock our head off track. Okay? And certain things, our brain is not natural enough to know, and they want your brain to be unnatural. Well, you satisfy them by making your mind be unnatural, and you believe everything. If you had knowledge, they couldn't do that. But because you're not going by knowledge, you're going by belief, they tell you anything you want, and you believe it, and you obey it. Who's the loser? It's us. So we've been losing and astray. All right? So now you begin to understand, you are able to see why white people are now governing over us. That interbreeding was not supposed to happen. I was not back there, and they are not all that helpful in telling us exactly all and all that entails. But we have certain elements of what went on. Okay? And there is no way these white people are in the right for what they do. If they want to tell you that fucking asshole is all right, the taxonomic classification, don't say it's all right. The World History textbook, don't say homosexual culture and the sapien culture are the same. It doesn't say that. They have a bad blood that when they fuck our people, Our brain goes, you know, we lose our audible, okay? And that's what happened to us over these 100,000 years. So by the time we get to 509 BC, these folks are well ahead of us, well-learned, and because from right back then, 100,000 years ago, they begin to learn civilized knowledge, talking, look like us and sound like us. They are brilliant, but they are not civilized. It is the blood inside of us that makes us civilized. And when we cannot recognize our succession in rule, in government, we allow them to come in and take it away, and we go like nothing don't happen because something is wrong with our brain. You tell me, if you're African, when have you read or heard Africa take a political position against America? Have you? And do you hear the President of the United States get up and blast Africa? No. Not at all. And therefore, I'm pointing out to you the problem that we have. And if you decide that it is too much for you to pay that attention and stuff like that, go read and go find out, well, it is to our loss. I am not going to lose. You can lose, but me not lose. I'm not losing because I am going to speak the truth that I have learned, and if their truth is not superseding logically, they lose. It means that I'm going to say, get out. I am the mediator between those who don't know and the gods, and I can say, they say Moses plead with God. You know, you notice that God did not respect Moses all that, you know. No, because when God come down in a cloud, in a cloudy chariot to Abraham, to Moses, Aaron, and him sister, and God cursed Miriam. That, what is in that? That in Numbers 12, you find that God didn't like what Miriam and Aaron say about Moses. That's what they write in the Bible, you know. If you believe those kind of stuff, your head get dumped. Because they're writing, these white people writing these things about us, our character, and making all these, you know, fairy tale in the Bible. And we believe them. And we don't understand that we should not allow them to be writing anything about us. But who is in Africa governing, see all these things? They just make these white men go ahead and do what they want to do. But, you know, nobody now back in our time, you know, from way back, say, 100,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, these folks begin to interbreed and begin to, like, expand their culture. That's what they began to do. So you think about from way back there and come down here today. If you don't know about what went on back there and you see these white people, you really don't know whether they are coming from east, west, north, or south. Why are we dealing with them the way now that they are dealing with us? Hello? So when we come up in the church and we don't know anything but Jesus Christ and salvation, we are dumb as dumb can be. And you will think because you go to university and you get, you know, a few degrees, you think you're everything. But you see, academically, yes. But when your mind is not working the way it's supposed to work fully, it's like you have a six-cylinder engine, you know, and you lose like two of the cylinder function. So you only have like four, right? You know what happened. And you look at planes, some planes when they lose like one engine and only have one engine left and stuff like that. You know, they can't do certain maneuvers. You see, with a lot of power. Well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. The plane may eventually get you where you're going, but I tell you what, you miss it by the skin of your teeth. You see what I mean? Well, the way we are living today, we are not on all six cylinder or all four cylinders, whatever the engine power is. We are not working by it. We are not living by it because we are harmed. You see? With the rhesus blood of the white people. Anytime they fuck you, you are fucked with germs. You see what I mean? That's what they have in their blood system. So when you see your children dark skin and, the kind of, you may think that, oh, even if they go into the army and become a pilot and doing good, you know, and this and that, you will think that they are all right. No, audible-wise, no. In the civilized sense, no, they cannot go where the civilized person will go. Okay? They can't. So, what I'm trying to say to you, we are at such deficit, mental deficit, that we don't understand. We need to know where we're coming from. We need to know when it comes to 509 BC that something significant happened there. And when I'm telling you that you won't see white people doing anything political before this date right here. This date is significant. That's the date you can use and see that Africa gave them the red, the green light, gave them the compound and have them destroy the king, whatever happened. That's where you can see clearly something begun right there, where they start calling themselves Romans. And Africa don't say nothing about that. They go on to do all of their conventional things from that point. And Africa don't pay no attention to them. Neither does Africa intervene with any unfair, unseemly atrocities against the African people. Africa don't intervene. Africa decide, let them kill them. And in America, with all of the KKK and all the things that happened, you don't hear Africa intervene. These guys there, over there in Africa, don't prove to be healthy mentally, okay? You know, if you can see that I'm saying something wrong, you know, I always like to call me 347-850-1358. Yeah. But nobody will face this because I'm coming out of the history, and if you don't have the history to, like, you know, to face us with the thing that I'm saying, if I have the root of the cause and you don't have but a limb, a branch, don't do the job, you're not going to able to say anything to me. You know, so instead of putting in a substantive effort that affects, you know, what is against us, then you're not really doing anything to help. You see, and you're a supporter of the other side. All right. So I'm telling you, when they now, prior to 509, you hear about these white people, but not in a political sense. They were underground criminals for quite a while. Because remember, we're coming from a whole bunch of, you know, 100,000 years ago now, so they have a lot of time to zigzag and do what they want before they could do something, in a sense, in their context, constructive, to build up something social, a social order, or like you call it, talking about raise up a democracy and turn it into a government. Yeah, that's what they have been doing, but we don't know. But read the World History textbook, and you will see. You will see how they join up with us like they are a part of us before they decide to go out and branch out on their own. That's what happened. That's how they make Christianity and call themselves Jews, mixing themselves up with us. Morphing. That's what they did. Morph the African people. And this is where we are today. So if you want a good look at who we are and who they are, this is where you have to come to get that knowledge there. When I say, I'm not talking about coming to me. I'm talking about the history itself. Because I don't want nobody, you know, following me and this and that. Begin to grease your own wheel. And it's only knowledge. Church belief is not going to help you. It's going to make you barren and stupid. So after they come down to this, after these 100,000 years, now we come down to 509, they planned the coup. And this is where the gate was open for them to start using our wealth as they want, if you understand what I'm saying. The Roman kingdom, Lucius Tarquinius adopted the king's name. Now, of the Roman kingdom, Okay. So let me go back now and get my bearings right. First invasion terror is Rome, Italy, 509 BC. All right? So how it began is that they come up to destroy the Roman kingdom. And the king name is Lucius Tarquinius. Right? Let me see if I get this right. First invasion terror is in Rome, Italy. Right? In Rome, Italy. Yes. In Rome, Italy. 509 BC. Cool. All right. So think of the relationship that white people and African people, hybrid, been having over the past 100,000 years. And the first was the interbreeding that destroyed our brain, that we turned full. Over 100,000 years, we have leveled out to where we are a different creature from what we were the first 100,000 years. Nothing was wrong with us. But since this tragedy, after this, we leave now 100,000 years, leave up Africa. We are on our second 100 years time. Where we are here today, we say we were 200,000 years ago creation, right, in South Africa. So if you get some understanding now about, you know, where white people fit in. Look and see the Bible is the most renowned book, and who they write about, the African people. They don't use their own, except in some remote part of their story, like when they invade Palestine with what they call Caesar Augustus and stuff like that. All right. So they use their name back there. But other prominent part of the scripture that you should be affected by and draw in, you forget about those guys back there. Or they present those guys back there like they are not sodomites. They talk to them like they are real noble men. But the fact is, no, where they are coming from, if you know, and who Caesar Augustus is that they call in God, you will know that these people are, you know, I mean, these people are rah, rah, rah homosexuals. And they are only about doing what they want to do, right? But since we appear to be not academically prepared to deal with what these sodomites are doing, we come out to not being victorious against them. And it goes right back to Africa, who was the root of kingship. And they could not handle these white people. They could not handle them. So that's the reason why the root wither up, and we on the branch wither up too. Now, until we awake, until we are awakened and know exactly what the history is before we can gain any kind of ground in resilience to understanding what transpired and get ourselves, let's say, reestablished with good knowledge. All right? So it is important that we follow the chronology and know where things really started. I know we come a mighty long way with these white people begin to learn every single thing from us, because 3.5-4 million years, they didn't do nothing civilized. I mean, nothing civilized. It's the reason why right now I'm ready. I'm ready for the battle with anybody who wants it. Okay? This is not about gun and bombs and nothing like that.
It's about words and knowledge. You know, if they want to put up that battle, they don't have no winning at all. And all it takes is just me alone, because what I know is enough. What I know is enough. I didn't know that things would turn out to be like this, but you know what? As long as I have what it takes, I'm not concerned about anything else. That's right. Because it boils down to who knows what. That's what it boils down to. And it means if you lose, you know what? You walk away and go about your business. You see what I mean? So I have got it. If you want it, come get it. Otherwise, you know what? You're going to get terror from everywhere coming down against you. And all I'm doing is talk. I'm telling you the needed truth that we have been lacking. And we're not going back there. Listen. So they are here now. And see, I'm pointing the finger and tell you, yes, this is what they did. Okay? The personal assault on our kingship. That is a place where we cannot afford these evil people to come and set up themselves. And they do it because Africa was not there to hold up our political service. You see, things that we need, they didn't need no old bunch of army to get rid of these white people, because they were not up to anything at first. So whatever kind of intimidation these white people carry off with Africa, they crumble, their knee grow weak, and they fall down. They're afraid of these white people. So that's all I can say. They never run to nobody rescue when they invaded us all over the place. Africa, you don't hear nothing about them. So, my friends, I tell you, this is all I see here we need to be concerned about. So it goes on to say, they adopted the Roman Lucius Tarquinius title. They adopt the kingship name, Roman, and go out and dress code. Why the dress code? Because they are camouflaging themselves that the African world will look upon them as legitimate Romans. Okay? All right. To go dress in camouflage. Yes, they go dress in camouflage. Went on to invade all Italy. And the text, yes, they go on to invade all of Italy, and the next 100,000 years. Yes? All of Italy. The next 100,000 years. Then come to 63 BC. So you remember? 509 BC. And now they went on using the military under the disguise that they are Romans. Why our people were blind to see it is happening until today. No African people come up against these white people doing us all these evils and say they are making laws too. When we have all the Hammurabi and all of the king's law code that are service to the world. These guys cloak and hide themselves like they are a part of us, camouflaging until this day. Psychologically, we don't know who white people are. Yes. Then come
then come to 63 BC, identified as Roman, that remove the Rome city, that remove the Rome city, that remove the Roman city. So they remove Rome city. Yes. Under the camouflage that they are the real Roman. You see what I mean? People remain confused until this day because these Sodomites are lying. Question. Why Africa not acted? Why Africa not acted to defend why Africa has not acted in the not acted in the defense. Why Africa has not acted it would be to defend, right? I think this sounds better. Why Africa has not acted to defend and protect African belongings from the European ape men? Why? No. Sold out. Yes, we were sold out. And nothing else. We were sold out. Sold out to the Sodomites. Right, my friends. We have it right here. And I have a few more things I want to read to you that is based on our history. Since we have not been proselytizing ourselves, we were simple people who were created, the first humankind, hybrid humankind. So a lot of things has been happening that we don't know. So, but it is necessary for us to call ourselves to attention, to know what our history is. And that these white people, let them go away from us. Okay? Because if we don't know that they begin to wear clothes, because they see us with it. They have a God who don't know that creating Adam and Eve, that they would sin. You see, this is the kind of stuff they're writing on, depending on those foolishness, and for us to carry on believing this nonsense. We need to know our history, right? So I'm going to read a little of this to you. So in this time, now I'm going to give you a little of John Lennon. And I will be right back and start with the little reading I see if I can do
anything that you may understand what I'm saying, right? A little background of our direct history. These white people not reading their history tale, right? We can afford to read ours, and hopefully we will learn as best we can and get them out of our system. They will not hold on to our system, and we're not going out there to fight with them with guns. You need to learn the truth about us, and I'm emphasizing that. I have the link here for the International Research Society, all right, WordPress.com, and I'm telling you that it is very important that we know these things. You see, Challenger and the ancient stone structures of Africa. We need to know it. We need to know it because we don't have any sense. These white people kick us around and do anything they want to do with us. They're going to take you and lock you up into their jail and stuff like that. And be sure they don't have any authority to do that. They just don't. If they want to make up government, they're going to Europe and go do it. We don't have a premise for that. For them to leave their own jurisdiction and come here like 6,000-7,000 miles away and come and take over rule? No. No, it's not going to happen. Okay? They can dress up as much as they want, but the truth is not on their side. I will be right back. Here we come with John Lennon.
No hell below us.
Okay. Now, let's get on with this little reading I'm going to try to do. And this begins with, you know, this the narrative about this historic narrative that is written by Michael Tellinger and a group of scientists that did the research in South Africa. All right. So let's see what I can do here. A rich and diverse history. When explorers first encountered these ruins, they assumed that they were cattle corrals and settled land from around the 13th century. There was no previous historical record of any older civilization capable of building such a densely populated community. Little effort was made to investigate the site because the scope of the ruin yes. So it says, little effort was made to investigate the site because the scope of the ruins was not fully known. Over the past years, people like Cyril Aronick, Richard Wade, Joanne Enne, and a handful of others have discovered that these stone structures are not what they seem to be. In fact, these are now believed to be the remains of ancient temples and astronomical observatories of lost ancient civilization that stretch back for many thousands of years. These circular ruins are spread over a huge area. They can only truly be appreciated from the air or through modern satellite images. Many of them have almost completely eroded or have been covered by the movement of soil from farming and the weather. Some have survived well enough to reveal their great size seen above, with some original walls standing almost 5 feet high and over a meter wide in places.
looking at the entire metropolis, it becomes obvious that this was a well-planned community, believed, a planned community developed by a highly evolved civilization. The number of ancient gold mines suggest the reason for the community being in this location. We find roads, some extending 100 miles, that connected the community and terrace, agriculture, closely resembling those found in the Inca, settlements in Peru.
Wait a second. I'm trying to get at here. Okay.
Yes. But one question begs for an answer. How could this be achieved by humans 200,000 years ago? Nobody not answering that. You know? Okay. I have the link here with me all the time, you know, and have it available to give to anyone who come by and wants this link, because what I'm just reading, just a little portion of what they have written here. And so this portion is very, very important to know, and that is, Michael Challenger. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. And my friends, that's what I have to talk about today. And remember now, our life value is dependent on what we are thinking, okay? The force that is within us that values something. What you're thinking, the purity of your thoughts. So all the other things that we have to look at, it's our body, clothes on, and your body. That's it. That's all we have. But when we are dead, neither your clothes or your body is anything anymore. People throw all of that and bury it up in the grave and stuff like that. So it's the spiritual part of us that matters. And, you know, it's the best thing I can say to you. And you're going to take it and make it be, make yourself of value based on what you think, and what your desire is. Your desire is not your flesh and blood. Your desire is the spirit inside of you. And you have to make yourself valuable by what you think. The purity of your thinking is what results in the best you. If you want to go off and stray after other things, you must know what you're going to get. And know when your breath is gone, you know, those things don't mean anything. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I pray that you prosper and, you know, it is with your thoughts. And it's really what you really, what you want to be, you know, what you want to become. And that is to harvest the good things around you, right? And make it be well with your soul. All right, so blessings to you. And I hope that we are able to communicate again on the next edition. So you take good care of yourself.
Move up, move up. It's just a matter of...